Well, now it's not like we're not like 60 Minutes in that it's a bunch of old people, but to add new elements to the Infomaniac show does not happen very often. When you consider that Chase was here off and on for like 12 years, and Tom was here for 19.
And you've been here since God was a baby.
That's exactly right. But we have a new Infomaniac.
Oh.
Wow!
Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Very talented, Scott.
Thank you.
Where did you find an ocarina?
Yeah, there. So.
Wow. All right. Well, coming in at sports, my name is Kevin O'Connor. We'll check out a busy weekend in Aggie sports for you with football, volleyball, and soccer on tap. Plus, it's Friday, which means we have Texas high school football, Tigers, Vikes, Rattlers, and Rangers all busy this evening.
Okay. So now you have to do like the mini bio like Kat did.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no. And after that music, I feel like we should light him some fireworks. What do you say, Scott?
Yeah, well, we could do that. Well, you have fireworks?
Oh,
very nice.
Well, my name is Kevin O'Connor. Yep. I like the fireworks, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay. He likes
Do you like
walks.
Long walks
like
on the
long
beach?
I like walks on the beach, exactly.
And pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Thank you, Rupert Holmes. I actually, old radio DJ from years, I played football and ran track in college on a scholarship. I have a beautiful daughter that I affectionately call EJ, and until I broke my hip about a year ago, I am an avid cyclist.
How old is EJ?
6.
Okay. Well, we'll hear stories about her,
Yeah. Erin Joan the garden gnome.
Yeah, okay. Very, very nice. Do you put her in a little pointy hat and make her stand out there by the...
I was pretty convinced by the time she turned 6 she wouldn't know her name, because I've called her everything.
Ah.
She's got so many nicknames.
There you go. So anyway, and you have. You've been in Bryan College Station for a long, long time, and...
Almost exactly 15 years.
Obviously, one of the things that's very important to be part of the community, to be here.
Oh, I love it here.
We welcome you for that. All right, so it's game day. I mean, you know, we're gonna have game day right here at Texas A&M University.
On the Simpson Drill Field.
That's it. This is, by the way, this is the birthday of ESPN. Today is...
Da-na-na.
1979, I think, or something like that is when it started. But so there you go. It was then called the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
In New England.
Yeah, and they're still up there. So anyway, so I got 4 tickets to the inaugural Brazos Valley Fair.
Woohoo!
If you can tell me what team has been involved in more game day broadcasts than any other. 695-1620. Which school has been involved in more game day broadcasts than any other?
I can eliminate one, can't I?
Well, yeah, if you want to, that'd be easy.
Okay. It can't be Notre Dame because they're always on NBC.
Yeah, right. There you go. That's the button. On ESPN game day, this team has appeared more than any other. What's the answer?
Florida.
That's right. It's Florida. I hate that.
I won.
Yeah, you did. I mean, I always love when the very first caller gets the answer. Yeah, who's this?
Veronica Coit.
When did you learn that, Veronica?
From my husband sitting next to me.
Oh! Very good!
That a girl.
It's teamwork. Good teamwork.
Yep, you should give him credit. Okay, Veronica, I've got 4 tickets for the Brazos Valley Fair, which is going on right now and all the way through the weekend, and we are located in Crystal Park Plaza on the 5th floor. You can come up and get that. What do you do, Veronica?
I am a teacher. I'm on the way to school.
Oh, great. What are you teaching where?
I teach 6th grade math at Sam Rayburn Middle School.
Excellent. Well, thank you for what you do. Come by and get the tickets, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Sounds
see
great.
You. Bye. All right. Okay. All right. So you think that's all you know, huh? Okay. That's all right. I got some more.
Yay!
I got some more. Yeah. On which campus has game day been more than any other? On which campus? See, because like Florida, Florida State, I think Florida State is the one that has been on the college game day more than any other. But on what campus has game day been more often than any other? Any other.
So it's got to be something in the SEC.
695-1620. So there you are. Game day has been on 44 matchups more than once. Some of them, you know, you could think those great classic games, but would you consider TCU and Utah a classic?
No.
But they've done that more than once.
Really?
Yeah, they really have. Hi there, who's this?
It's a total guess.
Okay.
Notre Dame?
No, it's not Notre Dame, though. Thanks. Hi there. What's the answer?
USC.
Nope, not USC. 695-1620. Game Day has been on which college campus the most times? Hello, what's the answer?
Hello, I'm sorry.
Say what?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, what's the answer?
Alabama?
Nope, not Alabama. 695-1620. Hey, what's the answer?
Texas Tech.
Nope.
Why are you laughing?
A close second.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, close second. They've been there like one more time than they've been to Baylor.
They love Lubbock.
Yeah, exactly. 695-1620. College Game Day, of course, here at Texas A&M tomorrow. What campus have they been on the most number of times? What's the answer?
Arkansas.
Nope, thank you. 695-1620. Hi, what's the answer?
Michigan.
Nope, not Michigan, thanks. Hi there, what's the answer?
Ohio State.
That's it, it's Ohio State. Oh. Very good, yes. All right, who's this?
It's Robin Hudson.
All right, Robin, I got four tickets for you to the Brazos Valley Fair, which is coming up. Come by here to the top floor of the Crystal Park Plaza, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Thank Congratulations.
You. 13 times they've been to Ohio State.
The.
Yep, that's right.
Don't they've leave been that to, part out. They get mad.
They've been to the Florida campus 11 times. And so there you go. Let's see what else might be interesting. Game Day has been to an SEC home game 57 times.
Well, when you have that many national champions, that's kind
of, and that's more than any other conference. The next closest conference would have been the Big Ten, but they've only been there 40 times. So there you are. Here's what you wouldn't want to know. Georgia and Georgia Tech are combined 0-4 in hosting Game Day.
Yikes.
Probably not too good. Don't like that.
It's like
happening.
The Sports Illustrated drink jinx for them.
Yeah, it is. Lee Corso, you know who he is?
Yep.
Lee Corso has picked Florida the most times at 17, so we'll see what happens, won't we?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious just to see the reaction he gets when he makes his pick here.
Yeah, so we'll see how all that plays out.
Maybe
anyway,
they'll throw him in the fountain like they do the L leader.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
Spraying with a water hose or something like that, yeah.